good news to your guys about the amount of time they have off?
Yeah, that was a deal we made. Let's Make a Deal from the TV show Let's Make a Deal with Monty Hall. Not a lot of them knew who Monty Hall was or what the show was, but just wind back 3 weeks ago, we said for every win they get before the bye, they would get one more day off than the four that you get under rule. So we're good. We're good for it. They were good for it. We were good for it.
Jim, last year did you learn a lot about your team during the bye week? A lot of guys stayed here, mm-hmm. and those who didn't were doing what they were supposed to do and getting a lot of work done. Did that tell you a lot about this group then and maybe that you can apply now?
Oh, do we have a lot of trust in our players? Absolutely.
One game in 23 days and a lot of players off. I mean, we looked at the Detroit Tigers, apparently the long layoff between series hurt them. And do you worry about getting stale with such a long layoff? I mean, a few meaningful days between games and getting stale?
The approach is just, they have a bye. We're going to take a small breath right now. And then trust that we'll do the right thing over the break. Guys will continue to work out, and we'll get back to work next week.
Do you have any preference, or did you, when you were a player, about when you wanted that bye? I mean, this is the midpoint of the season, right in the middle. Do you like them now? Would you wish that it was a little bit further down the road in terms of freshness, that sort of thing?
No, not really. Just the way the schedule falls, I guess. If you had to pick where a bye comes, you know, right in the middle would be good.
Jim, Vernon just said that Greg Roman has thanked him after the last two games for being a team guy. I mean, Vernon wants the ball, but he also said my time will come. Do you appreciate hearing that from one of your star players who maybe hasn't gotten the catches the last couple weeks he's looking for?
Do we appreciate a guy being a great player and a team player? Absolutely. Vernon has been that. There's some things that some defenses are doing. There's no question about it. I mean, just look at the tape, look at the action. I mean, They're focusing a lot of attention on Vernon Davis, even before he gets into a route. Defensive ends are disengaging in their pass rush and making sure that they chip Vernon on the way out, stay with him for 3, 4, 5 yards, which doesn't allow them to get in their pass rush lanes. So that's something that is affecting him getting the ball, but it's also opening up some other options. So it's pretty plain to see.
On that subject, opening up other options, I mean, were you as pleased as you've been this year with just how you transition, starting the game, running game, then going to pass, and then working around options that didn't necessarily include running?
Pleased at a lot of things, yeah, and there's other things that are correctable, and there was a lot of good. There was some things that are you'd like to improve on, but great game for our wide receivers. I mean, that's always a point of contention. When why aren't the wide receivers more involved? Well, they were. They're very much involved in this game, and the way they caught the ball, the way they ran routes, the way they blocked for each other, whether Michael had the ball or Randy had the ball, some very aggressive downfield blocking, and some excellent run after catch turned into big plays.
Jim, we have the the advantage of knowing what's going on because of the stats and watching a game and halftime. Alex was 14 out of 15, and so we were, you know, sort of conscious. I'm just wondering, he said, and I can understand this, he wasn't conscious of anything but just trying to do, make the play. Did you know, or did you, you know, were you, as everything unfolded, were you with the coaching staff saying, why he's hitting every pass?
No, I was not conscious of what his statistics were.
Not until the end of the game, people, and you found out it was 18 out of 19.
Right.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was. That was, I was.
So it registered that he was on a hot streak at the time?
I mean, yeah, that registered that he was at a hot streak. Was I, did I know exactly what his statistics were? No, I wasn't, you know. That it was only one incompleted pass? Yeah, I was surprised by that.
Did any of those passes stand out when you went back and watched it on film?
Did any of them stand out? There was, yeah, quite.
Any specific that you didn't see last night that just kind of jumped to your, say, oh, geez, I didn't realize that pass was right there on the line?
No, I realized that, yeah, there was a lot of fantastic passes, both, you know, seeing it live and watching it on the film.
Jim, Michael Crabtree said he's been working a lot in practice with Alex as far as in the red zone. He had two red zone touchdowns. Last night, I think before that, they'd only had two, you know, in the last three seasons. What goes into, in your mind, making a good red zone wide receiver?
Well, they have, it was really evident in this ball game. You know, just, you know, two guys really being on the same page. The first touchdown, perfectly thrown ball and great hands catch, great strong hands catch by Michael on the stop fade. And then Michael's second touchdown, just two guys again making a play, being on the same page, the knowing body language, seeing body language, you know, made eye contact, and the two of them made a play. It was, you know, I think that's evidence speaks for itself. I mean, two guys on the same page.
On that play, were those rough run? Looks like Kyle was almost in the same area as Michael. Was that play as clean as it was supposed to be?
No, that did not. Like that's what I'm saying. The two guys were on the same page. Michael really broke off his route. Alex read his body language. Michael came back inside. Alex hit him, and then Crab found the lane to the end zone.
So it was an in-route adjustment that
right. That they both saw and made a play, and we're on the same page. Yeah.
Coach, you seeing Ahmad Brooks' off-season dedication really translating to what he's doing on game day?
Yes. Ahmad, you know, has been outstanding all off season. All season, he just, you know, one of those guys that just continually gets the job done in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, on the practice field. You know, he's had great games, but he's had great practices too, and. You know, good in practice, good in games. That's shows up once again.
You enjoy watching the pass rush when you're up a couple touchdowns and Alden and Ahmad are, you know, winning those one-on-one matchups and almost competing against each other to get to the quarterback.
Well, I think they're all working so well together. And you know, Ray, Justin, the linebackers, the inside guys, the secondary, everybody playing really good team defense. But, yeah, it's. I mean, they're accomplishing some great things. I think you look back over the last five games, four of those games have been without the opponent scoring a touchdown. It's really impressive, really hard to do in this league.
Was there any reaction on the plane? Or did you guys watch the highlights? And you did, when Randy Moss scored the touchdown, was there a reaction from his teammates on the plane right home?
There was a lot of reaction to it on the sideline, and there was a lot of reaction in the film room when, you know, Randy got the block. You know, that got Michael a few more yards. Randy he works extremely hard. He, you know, cares a lot about his teammates and you know, it's when you see a guy have success and then you see the reaction that the teammates have for him, you know that he's a well-respected, well-liked guy.
Easily could have gone out of bounds, gotten the first down on the touchdown. He cut it back in. Do you appreciate that he
got fighting? Got a couple really good blocks, too. Do you appreciate that? Oh, yes. Yeah, that was fantastic. Anyway, it was in the multiple receivers were doing that in this game.
When you evaluated Randy, did you see blocking in his repertoire?
Yeah.
He's always been a good blocker.
Saw it in his repertoire. Yeah.
Did you have to convince him at all, or did you have to state to him that you can't just be running nine patterns the whole time, that you're going to have to get in there and mix it up in the run game and blocking it for your
No, didn't have to explain that. Randy really knows football.
Four sacks seem to be like the only question mark. Overlooking together, you see a trend looked like a couple times Alex pulled it down, something wasn't there right away, and he had no other choices. What accounts for the four sacks? Was there an overall theme that linked them together?
One for sure was, we didn't give him a very good play call. Another, we got covered and glad he didn't throw the ball to where he was supposed to throw it. Another one, he looked to the wrong side of the field. The read should have taken him to the right instead of the left. And I can't remember the fourth.
Was there an emphasis on that team, in case anything, just pull it down, take it, forget it? Was there an emphasis not to throw blind at all? More than this game, more than any other game?
No. No, that's...
What do you hope to get out of this week as a coaching staff when your guys maybe aren't here every day? What's your list of to do?
Well, two things mainly. Do some self-scouting, some self-evaluation of all three of our phases. And then secondly, prepare for the Rams. That'll be another big division opponent.
Jim, your gobble-gobble turkey line.
It's gone viral.
Yeah, it's been real popular. Have you gotten a lot of feedback on it?
Not really. Not too much, no.
Is that a line you've used before?
Oh, well, I think, anybody that watched a lot of TV shows in the 70s could relate to it, would understand it.
Weren't you one holiday early? It's Halloween first. Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just sometimes, you get people talking, there's a lot of, it's low content to word ratio, you kind of call that out, I guess.
That's content to word ratio. Is that like a quarterback rating for scribes? Or?
Yeah, we're in the same ballpark. We're in the same ballpark. Yeah, yeah.
Did the Giants pull it off and win the World Series?
Great, fantastic. All of our guys were watching the game four the night before the game. Just fantastic. The team's really gained a lot of inspiration from what the Giants have done this year. So many great team stories, so many great individual stories, and just champions. These leagues, I think the baseball, maybe it's the same as the football league, but it there's so many. It's a process, as the season goes on. There's just so many ways that there's an attack on the team mentality, the team concept, from so many different directions to a process to pull the team apart. and the team that won't be divided, that stays together, fights for each other. You know, that one team at the end of the season, you know, they're the champions. They get called champions, and I think that was really evident with this San Francisco Giants team. You know, they got a great morale. It's evident the way they enjoy each other's company, the way they care for each other, the way they fight for each other. And it's just most impressive. And just as a fan watching it, very, very inspired by it and moved.
Have you ever met Bochy or any of them?
I've met Matt Cain.
Oh, at the golf. Right.
Yes. Yes, but have not met Bruce Bochy, no.
You guys caught up, though?
Like to.
You guys traded messages at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Will you try to reach him?
I'd like to, yes, yes.
The Giants were pushed, you know, to adversity. They were 3-1, down 3-1 against St. Louis, and then they kind of just melded, and they ran the table. And is there any correlation to that in your football experience as a player or as a coach at any time where a team was really stressed and then, boom, they hit the hot streak and ran the table at the end?
I can't think of one like that. No, but that's great. Yeah, momentum, the momentum that a ball club has. You know, I think it because it comes from being such a strong team. You know,
like the pressure pushes them together and it makes them better or something. Do you sense any of that?
I don't know. I'm not. Probably the best one to talk about peeling back the onion on the every single facet of the season of the Giants. But the thing that really stuck out to me was just what a strong team they were. You know, what a great morale they had, and a lot of talented players and great coaching, great managing. That was phenomenal.
Defense. All right. Defense. The other team doesn't score.
I mean,
both teams.
Yeah. Good, yeah. Good football analogy and baseball analogy. Be good up the middle, right? Great catcher, great pitcher, pitching, shortstop, second baseman, center fielder. A lot like football, you know. Great running back, great quarterback, great center, great linebacker, great safety. Very similar. Didn't I say shortstop and second baseman? Good. He's doing great. Yeah. Pardon?
The big sisters are adjusting.
Oh, yeah, they love them. All right, thanks.